dictation for Zebinio Wojcik. Z like zebra, B like boy, IGNIEW. Last name Wojcik, Wojcik. Date of service is 10/29/2025. Date of birth 6/4/1970. The patient presents with a history of severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, numbness and tingling, and shooting pain to the right forearm and fifth finger constantly. Pain in the right elbow is also present to the tune of 6 to 7. Neck pain is 7, mid back pain is 7, lower back pain is 5. No radiculopathy is reported or radiation of pain or numbness or tingling in the lower extremities. Patient attributes these symptoms to an automobile accident that happened. On 6/29/2021, at around 11 o'clock, when he was driving a minivan, Dodge Caravan, he was alone, restrained. He was hit by a pickup truck in a rear-ending accident at an intersection light where he was slowed down and stopped. The patient was restrained, airbag did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. He did not go to the hospital immediately after the accident. As he felt fine, there was no direct trauma to the head. The car damage was not available. He went to Troy Beaumont Hospital emergency room 4 days later when he started having severe neck pain and lower back pain. CT scan of the cervical spine was found negative on discharge. Thereafter, patient underwent a surgery for his L5 S1 area. He was referred by Dr. Narga, his primary care physician. Mohan did the surgery at the Garden City Hospital. One epidural, one SI joint injection, and operation on L5-S1 with laminectomy. The patient continued to have pains, still significant. Thereafter, he was referred to Dr. Lewis Redden, who did a spinal cord stimulation device. In 8/19/2024. Overall, the spinal cord stimulation device has worked very well. He also underwent a knee replacement with Dr. Mendelson and also for thumb surgery for in 2010. The patient did extensive physical therapy and other rehab issues and was found to be in almost significant amount of recovery. History of the presenting illness. Patient has mild to moderate headaches to the tune of 3 to 4 in the back of the head. They are off and on, sensitive to light, sensitive to noise. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura are reported. TBI symptoms reported are dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, lack of focus, blurred vision. Patient denies any loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of equilibrium, loss of balance, loss of consciousness, or vertigo. Patient denies any nausea, vomiting, or spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. Patient has no taste problem, smell problem, no TMJ problem. Patient has sleep disturbance and weakness and numbness of the right hand, especially at the ulnar region and fifth finger below the elbow. No saddle anesthesia, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no anxiety, depression, panic, no trouble walking. Patient is able to do light duty jobs at this time, full time. Please review the records for pain history. The pain is aching 4 to 7. On a scale of 1 to 10, ADLs are affected, 7 modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, coughing, standing, and improved by sitting. The please review the record for system review. Surgical histories, allergies, family history. Family history, mother is deceased due to the heart problem, and father is deceased due to the liver problem. 3 brothers and 1 sister. Unknown medical history. 1 brother is deceased in UK. Relationship status, patient is married, lives with his wife and kids. Is unemployed due to the pain, but he is able to do light duties, work here and there, part-time. The automotive case is now over and there's no the legal issues going on. In the physical examination, patient is a 54-year-old, Polish, decent, male, blood pressure 138 over 98, pulse is 56, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'9", the weight is 200 pounds. Respiratory rate is 18. Temperature is 96.9. 54-year-old Polish male of average build, nutritional, health-oriented, cooperative and conscious, well-built, comfortable, no anxiety or pain faces, no acute distress or shortness of breath. Patient is able to walk reasonably well and gait is normal. Rest of the exam is from the template. Please mention this skin. There is a scar in the posterior part of the left side of the back where there is an implantation of spinal cord stimulation device. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination is normal. Extremities examination. Cervical spine examination. Reveals no tenderness, no muscle spasm. Ranging through the cervical spine and lumbar spine is normal. All the maneuvers to identify and reproduce are negative. SI joint is mildly tender but negative. Iliac compression, negative standing flexion, negative distraction test. Weber test is negative, Gonslin test is negative. Sandelberg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, in the right upper extremities, it is found that there is a motor power of 4x5 with motor weakness. Reflexes are normal. the range of motion of all the fingers, toes are normal. Elbow is also normal. No tender spots are noticed at mid-epicondyles or olecranon process. Please review the diagnosis from the diagnosis phase. Plan of care comes from template treatment plan. The patient is provided with the following treatments. He is provided with meloxicam, 7.5 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neurological pain, headaches, Tramadol 50 mg PRN for pain, 90 tablets, Xanax 0.5 mg at night for anxiety and panic. Patient is referred to Dr. Lewis Rasmussen for possible replacement of the spinal cord device to a different location, which will make patient happy. MRI of the cervical spine right knee is ordered to identify the further pathology, while a patient is also ordered EMG and nerve conduction test for the right arm to identify further damage. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan is referred to psychiatrist is as needed. Fitness club is yes. Weight loss program, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. When new MRIs are being ordered to identify why patient is still having pains and interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, we referring to Dr. Mohan for a review as well as to Dr. Redden for re-replacement of the spinal cord stimulation device as per patient demand. Neuropsych evaluation not warranted. Attended care caseworker, none. Past medical records, we provided the services in the past, so we have the records. And investigation, we are ordering an investigation of the EMG, nerve conduction test, MRI of the cervical spine. And right knee, for which patient has more pain. DM is none. Education, yes. Follow visit in 1 month. Physician contact and support, yes. Thank you.